Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Today on CityCast Chicago. Happy New Year's, my friends. We're back with another year of conversations to help you better understand and explore this beautiful city of ours. And what better place to start than a guide to what is going on in Chicago this month? I'm here with executive producer Samal Ali Sayed to talk winter tips, New Year's wishes, and January holidays, both real and imagined. It's Tuesday, January 2nd. I'm Jacoby Cochran, and this is What Chicago's Talking About. Morning, Simone.
Good morning, Jacoby.
How you feeling today?
I'm okay. How was your holiday?
Honestly, it was fantastic. No complaints. I'm still enjoying it even as we speak. Somehow I'm pulling a double duty. I'm in two places at once. The big thing going into January is we expect that this mild winter we've been in has to end at some point. But looking at the weather forecast for this month, it's not looking bone chilling polar vortex cold. I mean, this time last year, we had just seen a mini Chicago blizzard, but it's not exactly balmy either, with highs mostly in the 30s, below freezing. Simone, what's your best tip for this place we're in right now, where at any moment things could just plunge? And so you got to stay prepared. But, you know, I guess you kind of want to enjoy the 30s while you got them.
Yeah, deep winter is really, really hard in Chicago, I think. Although I've said this, and I will keep saying this, I think the two-month stretch between January and February, the deep, deep cold, is actually a little bit easier to stomach mentally than the two-month stretch between March and April. Because I feel like at least in the winter, we know what we're getting. We know it's going to be cold. We know it's going to be dark, instead of just like waiting for the sun to come out. I think for me, the biggest thing to keep in mind is to like the mantra I have for winter 2024, just go outside anyway. Just do it anyway. Like when I'm like sitting on my couch after a long day of work and it's dark outside and like, I don't want to put on that extra pair of socks or that extra pair of leggings under my pants. Like, just do it anyway. Do it anyway, because your brain will thank you. You will feel better for it, whether it's taking that walk or going out to see friends or, you know, just going out to get a coffee. It's worth putting on the extra layers, because you don't want to be stuck in your apartment if you don't have to be stuck in your apartment. So that would be my major winter tip, I think.
No, that's a really good point, because my tip is to still find things to do. Remember that there are still plays to see, even movies to go watch. There are concerts that are happening. Obviously, the transpo between home and there is, you know, is probably the worst part of the trip for a lot of us. But remember, Chicago is still packed with plenty of things to do. People start talking that it gets boring. I don't want to go outside. But I will say, I appreciate your tip, because if it's like those things for me are easy to get up for. It's easy to get up to go out and eat. It's easy to get up and go out to, you know, get drinks if it's available. But like to go take a walk, to go to the gym, to just go see the homies, like those are the ones that, like, I'm not even gonna lie, even 30 degrees be whooping on. And so I really need that tip of just like, go do it anyway, because 4 or 5 o'clock darkness is, it got hands.
It's it does. But at least the days are getting longer, right? We're past the solstice. And so it's only going to be brighter from here, I hope.
What's the biggest winter annoyance for you?
It's the layers. And it's the layers for me in this way. Like, I hate how much laundry I have to do because I'm wearing so much more clothing. And like the socks, like, I just have so many socks that I need to wash every single week. What about you? Do you have like a winter annoyance that like just nags at you?
It's honestly, it's in the Layers family, but it's for a slightly different reason. When you're going out, like I had this when I went to the museum the other day, where because we had big layers on, we had to use the coat check. But then when we got back, when it was time to leave, that boy was 20, 30 people deep in that line. Mm. And so what it means to wear layers to a place, like, and have to take them off. Like, it's one thing if you, like, in a movie or you somewhere where you got a seat, like at a restaurant, you could just put it on. But if you somewhere where you still going to be moving around, you still going to be interacting with people, like, what you have to do with your layers and how much is in your bag is that could be I feel like I sound real like these are like very like small problems, but it can be annoying.
It's just one of those that I always feel like every time when it's cold outside and I'm trying to go somewhere, I feel like that meme of Zach Galifianakis with like the math, like I'm trying to calculate, like, okay, I gotta walk to the train, but there's gonna be heat on the train, but then I'm gonna have to hold my coat at this thing, but am I also gonna have to hold my sweater? Am I gonna take my sweater off too and have another layer underneath that? Like, it's just like, and then I feel like it takes me longer to get ready, which then means I'm more late to whatever it is I'm going to. Like, it just adds up and adds up and adds up.
We just celebrated New Year's, so obviously it's time where people are thinking about New Year's resolutions, maybe their New Year's wishes for Chicago. Simone, you got any personal New Year's resolutions for 2024?
I would like, I'm keeping this very vague so that when I have this conversation at the end of the year, I can say that I did it. I would love to just have more art in my life on a regular basis. I've been taking this drawing class. It's been really fun, but I would love to just go out and see more art and be more active and sort of intentional about getting art and poetry and things into my life, just because I think it's a good improvement. And I think it's something that's easy to forget about if you're like not running in those circles and kind of not in the habit of it, you know?
No, I like that wave. One thing I want to do a little bit more in 2024 is use my camera. But then I also want to get in front of the camera and I want to like act in my own little short. Me and my homie John have been talking a lot. And over the last few years, we've like written a few scripts. And I think this is the year where I finally want to like shoot my own little short. Maybe a short film, little short project. I don't know what to call it, but I want to get that done this year.
All right. We'll keep an eye out for that. Jacoby, what about if you had to imagine, like, if you were in charge of the city of Chicago and you were making New Year's resolutions for the city of Chicago, like, what would be your New Year's wish for the city?
Honestly, my wish for Chicago is that we see through on the Department of Environment in 2024. There's money in the budget for it. And while there are a few other things that I hope get like follow through, well, you know, you and I talked about it in our, you know, biggest stories of 2023, the one that sort of flew under people's radar when we talk about extreme weather. But I think a Department of Environment that's thinking about both about climate change, but also about manufacturing, protecting neighborhoods that have long been overexposed to terrible air quality, as well as toxins in their soil and in our water. You know, I think that would be a good step forward in 2024. So that's my wish for Chicago City Hall, is that a Department of Environment is somewhat realized in this year. What about you?
That's a really good one. And yours is one that like actually really could have action taken on it. As you said, there was money in the budget for it. Mine, which might be a little more naive, but I think is always good to say out loud. I think I would wish that our city leaders or city officials and the power players in the city are a little more transparent in the year 2024. I think especially, you know, you mentioned when we talked about sort of the top stories of 2023, well, obviously a big one was the new arrivals coming to the city and housing migrants and asylum seekers finding shelter. And a huge sort of point of contention in all of those debates has been, you know, to what degree was the public engaged? To what degree does everyone involved know that a shelter is going up, where the shelter is going up, how the shelter is going up? But it just seems like maybe an evergreen wish for the city of Chicago is just a real true transparency and true, like, hey, here's what's happening and here's the data and here's where you can find it. Boy, wouldn't that be something?
I mean, it feels like the bare minimum in a ever-changing story where every day it feels like we're learning more about the conditions people are living in, the difficulties people are facing navigating the shelter, the work system. I think the bare minimum would just be upfront about where are things going, where is money going, you know. Because without it, you look up one day and it's like, oh, we spent $1 million on a camp that never opened. Whose money is that again?
That would be our money, Jacoby. That would be ours.
And you know, human lives are clearly at stake. So, yeah, let's be upfront, maybe. Naive, but like you said, we should. I don't think it's wrong to still say it.
Sometimes I think it's good to say the naive wishes out loud. Like let's state what it is that we really need in this world and in this city.
Coming off of what felt like a stream of holidays back to back to back, another one that is coming up is on January 15th, where the country will be celebrating Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, and there are lots of ways to participate here in Chicago. Simone, what's a couple of events on your radar?
Yeah, there's lots of stuff going on in Chicago. I think the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. felt very, very much in Chicago in particular. And so lots of folks will be doing events. I am definitely really curious about what's going on at the Hyde Park Art Center. There are lots of really, really cool art projects that you can participate in. But a really, really cool one that I just really caught my eye was folklore and shadow figures. So you can make your own like shadow figures inspired by a current exhibition that's at the Hyde Park Art Center and sort of talking about Black folklore and like perform using these cutouts in a shadow puppet show. It's just a very like unique, interesting art form, I think, that you don't see a lot. Also at the Art Center, there's going to be a Semicolon bookstore pop-up. We love Semicolon, a great bookstore in Chicago. And so I think just a lot of different things happening there. And like I said, I want more art in my life. So this seems like a good opportunity to bring it. What about you? Any events on your radar?
Yeah, you got the 6th annual King Day of Service that's going to be taking place in Bronzeville, put on by Organic Oneness. My Block My Hood, My City has a day of service in North Lawndale. There's a day of service at the Dan Ryan Woods. And then Stone Temple Missionary Baptist Church in North Lawndale typically does a big event. They just came back in person in 2023. And Dr. King preached there. You talk about his particular history here. I mean, obviously people know Dr. King for his time in the South. But, you know, in 1965 and 1966, a lot of work was done around housing discrimination. It was done around also making visible the racism that was faced in the North, how it was different and unique that was taking place in the South. And Dr. King organized, you know, marches, organized speeches that he gave, took action at City Hall. I mean, during one action that took place, I want to say it was in August of 66 during a march in Marquette Park. That's where King was infamously like pelted with rocks. And again, something he, you know, had been used to, but later spoke out and said, it was one of the most, you know, like violent moments of his time, one of the most violent things he saw in the street. And so the history of organizing in Black Chicago's West Side, you know, runs not only through the Black Panther Party, but even through Martin Luther King Jr. himself, other organizers during the Chicago Freedom Movement. I mean, for 40 organizations helped bring King to Chicago. So, you know, it was many more people than him, but that legacy endures.
Yeah, absolutely. Make sure you are subscribed to our daily newsletter, Hey Chicago, chicago.citycast.fm. That is where we have daily events, and we'll definitely have some more MLK Day events. And also, you can check out our events page, chicago.citycast.fm/events.
Uh, MLK Day is the only federally recognized holiday in January. But Simone, you notice about me every month, I feel like I'm always looking up what are the random, sort of odd, but in many cases, legit other observances, you know, sort of daily or weekly holidays for folks. So I want to play a little mini game of two truths and a lie with you. I'm going to give you three observance days in January, and I want you to tell me which two are real and which one is the fake one. All right.
Okay. All right. Let's do it.
First, we got National Hopscotch Day.
Okay. Okay.
That's on January 28th.
January 28th, Hopscotch Day, obviously.
My next one is National Winnie the Pooh Day on January 18th.
National, okay, that could be a real thing. I feel like there's, that could be a real thing. I could see that, okay?
And the next one is the National Harlem Globetrotters Day on January 7th.
Ah, January 7th. Oh, wait, these could all really be real. Oh, this is really hard, actually.
National Hopscotch Day.
Hopscotch National Day. Winnie the Pooh Day.
And Harlem Globetrotters Day.
I think the fake one is Winnie the Pooh Day, I'm going to say. Oh, no!
National Winnie the Pooh Day is a legit day, and it is on January the 18th. Winnie the Pooh was a big character in my house growing up. It was my mother's favorite character. the other real one is Harlem Globetrotters Day.
Oh, I thought hopscotch was too obvious. Oh, no.
Harlem Globetrotters were actually founded in Chicago in 1926 as the All-Black Savoy Big Five. It would later go on to get the name the New York Globetrotters, then the Harlem Globetrotters, I think, in 1930. But the Harlem Globetrotters are one of Chicago's coolest contributions to the world. But National Hopscotch Day is not on January 28th, but it is National Lego Day for all of our favorite builders. And, you know, if you go downtown to Chicago's Lego store, you might find some cool skyscrapers you can build with those amazing bricks. So there you go, Simone. No National Hopscotch Day.
I really thought Hopscotch Day was real because it seemed too fake to not be real. You know what I mean?
Like, and I put it first just to take attention away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now I want to see, is there a National Hopscotch Day? There is.
There is a National Hopscotch Day. It's just not January.
I think it's June 1st.
Okay. That makes more sense, actually. June. I wouldn't be playing hopscotch in January. That is true. That should have been my first clue. It's like, you don't play hopscotch in January. That's wild.
Before we get out of here, let's leave the folks with some good news. And today we're talking about things that, you know, an event to look forward to in January. Simone, what's something you're looking forward to?
Yeah, Chicago Restaurant Week starts January 19th and runs through February 4th. So it's more like Chicago Restaurant Weeks, plural. But
Chicago Restaurant Dose Weeks.
But that's totally fine. I'm here for it. And, you know, this is the time of year where restaurants are offering these great deals on prefix menus. You can get reservations, and it's just a great time to get out and explore these restaurants. We have a conversation coming up later this week with Ashok Selvam of Eater Chicago, talking about some trends to watch in 2024. But some restaurants that have sort of been on my list that this might be like a good time to go check them out. Daisy's, which we've talked about on the show a lot, in your neck of the woods, Jacoby. I have not been down there. They're offering some prefix options. Avec in River North is offering like a $59 dinner, which is really not bad for Avec. And then another spot that's been on my list, because I sort of have been on an unofficial mission to eat oysters in Chicago, is Swift & Sons in Lakeview, which is known for its oysters. But there's like over 350 restaurants. I just gave you three. So you
350.
Surely you can find one during restaurant week that you'll enjoy. And yeah, it's definitely something to look forward to. And as I said, just do it. Just do the thing. Just get out. Just leave the apartment later this month.
I think last year during restaurant week, I went to Rue. Then I went to some fondue place. I can't remember the name, but that's only because I didn't enjoy it. Mm. It was all flash, no dash. Like,
well,
no,
aren't you glad you went during restaurant week then, when you got the deal, right?
When it was a little bit cheaper. Yeah. That's a good point. You know? That's a good point.
It's less risk.
One last thing I wanted to remind people before we get out of here for January is if you still got a little bit of holiday left in your spirit and you want to enjoy some more light shows, some more Christmas around the world, then, you know, you should go and get to it because it's the last week for a lot of holiday celebrations around the city, whether it's Gallagher's Way up in near Wrigley, the Botanic Gardens in the North Shore, Museum of Science and Industry Christmas around the world in Hyde Park, the Morton Arboretum out in the west suburbs. All of these things are ending January 6th, January 7th. So get out and enjoy those, you know, before they're gone. And we are back towards what's next? Obviously MLK Day, but what? Valentine's Day
is the next like gift giving holiday, I suppose. We'll talk about that in our guide to February. Stay tuned. Stay tuned for more Valentine's Day content.
Now you got a birthday coming up in February, so
it's fine.
One more thank you to our executive producer, Samoa Alisea.
Thanks, Jacoby.
Hey, we appreciate you for listening. You know, one thing you could do for us, vote for CityCast Chicago and Hey Chicago as best podcast and best email newsletter, a part of the Chicago Reader's Best of 2023 list. The last day to do that is next week. So, you know, do it as many times as you can. Share with your friends and family. Get them to do it as well. But Kobe, they don't listen to the podcast. Whoa, that's on you. That's on you. Get them to listen, then get them to vote. Come on, help a brother out. I am off of vacation for the next couple of weeks. I will talk to y'all soon. Peace. A.A. Milne's birthday is January 18th.
See, that's what I thought. I was like, had it in my brain, too. I was like, wait, is it? And I was like, no, yep. There's no way you actually know that, Simone. You're making that up. See, I got to learn to trust myself. That's what I learned today.